Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K3FR, Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo. My name is Ron. I'm activating the Farah Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. On 147, 165 megahertz, W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. I believe we still have the access, the repeat tone turned off at this time. So if you want to hear us, you need to turn off your tone squelch. I'm your net control operator this evening. This is a directed net, and being so, net control will invite check-ins when prompted by net control. Each amateur wishing to join should transmit and say their entire call sign. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Once all participants have checked in, net control will call each station in turn and invite them to transmit. Now we have a few things for announcements this week. First off, and closest to occur is going to be the informal club breakfast open to all at the bistro at Fauquier Hospital. That date will be March 30th, and yes, that is the day before Easter. Time is anything around 8 o'clock or thereafter, and you're welcome to come. Enjoy us, sit down and chat. We usually have a decent-sized crowd there and a good mix between new hands and experience stamps. Our monthly club meeting will be April the 11th at 7:15 p.m. at the PATH Foundation building in Warrenton. There is a WebEx node to log into if you can't attend in person. We do enjoy and encourage you to check in with us and or join the club meeting in progress. Continuing on is the Fall Fest from Greene County Fall Fest, and that date is April 13th this year, and it runs from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. and will be held at the Rutgersville Elementary School on Progress on 105 Progress Place, Rutgersville, Virginia. And their admission is only $10. That sounds pretty good. And finally, we have a VE test session that will occur April 20th at 9:30 a.m. It is from sponsored by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners, and it'll run from 9:30 a.m. Until usually around noon, and it's going to be at the Porter Library in Stafford, Virginia, and that's off Garrisonville Road. Details can be found on their website. I encourage everyone to check with the W4VA.org website for additional meeting information and actual club information. And if you're not a member, I suggest suggest that you click the club membership and learn something about us. At this time, I'm going to start taking check-ins. I have no specific subject tonight, though how to ham radio is always welcomed as a good subject to discuss. When called upon by net control, participants may introduce themselves, provide their location and equipment, or describe any amateur radio or technical challenges, accomplishments, or other similar activities. We are always interested in any other irrelevant amateur radio news or topics you may wish to share during your term. Please be aware that our repeater employs a 3-minute cutoff timer for all transmissions. If needed, unkey and wait for the repeater beep before talking any longer. At the conclusion of your comments, net participants should ID with their call sign and turn the repeater back to net control. This is K3FR. I will now take check-ins from internet-connected stations. Internet-connected stations, please call now. Over.
November, Radio 3 November on Echolink from Costa Mesa, California. Good evening.
K3FR here, and I recognize NR3N from Costa Mesa, California. Good evening there, Angel, and good to hear you. I will now take check-ins from mobile-connected stations and any other internet-connected stations. This is K3FR. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV Mobile in Warrington.
K4HCO Mobile in Haymarket.
Are there any other mobiles to check in? This is K3FR. Okay, none heard. So I will now go to Angel, NR3N. What do you have for the net tonight? Go ahead.
Well, good evening, K3FR. This is NR3N. Good evening, and thank you for doing that. I just wanted to say that I was seeing enough, but I got excited and didn't say that. But anyway, I'm in Costa Mesa doing some work, and she'll be back tomorrow night. So that's about all I have at the moment. So good evening to all.
Okay, very good, Angel. We wish you a good safe journey on your return. I'll pick up the mobiles now. Rich, K1HTV, how are you tonight?
K3FR in the net, K1HTV. Very good. Thanks, everyone, for doing the net. Doing okay. I'm recovered. Finally recovered from a very long Saturday-Sunday VA QSO party, SDR computer, which I feed the data from two different Red Bataille devices to monitor all bands from 2,200 meters up to 6 meters. That computer failed right before the contest. Not that I was going to use it for that, but maybe a memory problem, so I got to do some more work on that, get it back to low propagation. We are in the TEP season, which centers around the vernal equinox. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. That's about it for now. I'm just heading west on Route 211 towards home. So back to net control. This is K1HTV, leaving Warrington, mobile.
Okay, Rich, very good. Watch out for those little deers out there. Spelled both ways. And Jeremiah, how are you today from Haymarket, K4HCO Mobile, K3FR?
K3FR on the net, K4HCO. Doing very well today. As you can tell, I'm actually making the Wednesday net because I had to work in the morning for the first time in a long time, and I had to go into the office for the first time in 4 years. So quite a monumental day for me, surprise, but it was mostly a kumbaya meeting with the big boss, new big boss, and they wanted to physically see people, so okay, whatever. Had a great weekend with the contest, as I said before, and learned some really valuable lessons, and one is the need for a better 440 meter antenna for my mobile, and so I'm working on some things, maybe a 40-meter dipole hamstick type of a setup that can be easily put up for mobile and go from there. So this is K4HCO, back to net.
All right, K4HCO, mobile K3FR, yep. Antennas are what it's all about on the car, and they particularly...
K4FOO.
PNZ, Chuck and Opal.
Whiskey 4, Radio Kilo United.
Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Bravo.
November 7, X-ray, Uniform, India.
Bravo, Uniform.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Okay, very good. We'll call it there. And I did recognize there was a double there just before KM4OZH. I did get N7XRU as the winner in that conflict. Who's the other station? Over.
K4SOO.
I did get you earlier, James.
Whiskey 4 Radio Kilo United.
I have you too, Kevin. Okay, let me give you a list of the stations I do have. K4SOO, K04VNZ, W4RKU, A1RB, N7XRU, and KM4OZH. Are there any other stations?
All right, it's November 7, X-ray, Uniform India. I think the double rolled into the last part. So once again, N7XUI.
Okay, N7XUI, it looks like I had it, had some letters mixed up and transposed in there. Okay, so I'll recognize N7XUI. Are there any other stations other than the ones that I've mentioned so far? K3FR?
Kilo, Quebec 4, Mike, Bravo, Uniform.
Whiskey 4, Echo, Ocean, Noble. Whiskey 4, Echo, Ocean, Jason, Noble. In and out, please.
Okay, very good. W4EO Mobile. Very good signal there. Let me start at the top of the list then, and we'll go down there. K4SOO. James, how'd you do this week? Over.
K3 in the net. This is K4SOO, Jim in Warrington. Doing pretty well this week. I participated in my first contest, although I didn't get to do exactly what I wanted to do. I had planned on tag teaming with AG4SR, but I ended up with a health issue and wasn't allowed to go very far from home until they did some testing. Thankfully, the testing turned out positive, and it's much ado about nothing, thankfully. Also wanted to give a shout-out to KH1TV, and glad he's doing okay. There's a lot of wildfires out there, so just want to give caution to KH1TV. And, you know, hope all goes well for you and your neighbors, and that those fires don't affect your properties. That's it for me. K3FR in the net, this is K4SOO.
Pretty good, James. K4SOO, K3FR, sounds like you had a good, interesting weekend. I did not make very much of an interest of it from mine, so I'll keep hanging my head in shame. Chuck, KO4VNZ from Opal. What's up, K3FR?
K3FR, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal. Well, good news and bad news. The good news is I'm now negative for COVID. However, the XYL is now positive for COVID, so I guess I'm still isolating for a little while longer. Not much on the radio. I did work some of the VQP during the weekend. Not a lot. I'm trying to remember. I think I had like 32 QSOs for something like 690 some points, which I thought was pretty good considering I was fighting COVID. And that's about it. Oh, I do have a question for the group, if they can think of a good answer. I'm wondering about EST, extrasensory perception of inanimate and mechanical objects. In other words, I want to know why my refrigerator broke down the same hour that I learned I was getting a refund on my income tax. With that, I will pass it back to Net Control. This is KO4VNZ73.
KO4VNZ K3FR. That certainly dissolves a deserves a hearty did. maybe even a double one there. And I don't know, Chuck, but
K3FR, this is 4RKU in the net. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I wasn't able to get in on Sunday night, but I've enjoyed reading everybody's postmortems on Group.io from PHQP, and it looks like a lot of people had a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about. Except you, Ron. But anyway, not much else going on. I've been listening to the scanner today because of the fires out here in Culpeper. One of my family members has had to evacuate their home because of this, so keep it on rolling up there. But that's the only one. So That's it. Like I said, I saw the scoreboard. Scores are looking good. So I'm glad everybody seemed to have a good time. I'll send it back over to you, Ron, K3FR, W4RKU, back to net.
Okay, very good, Kevin, W4RKU. And I did want to comment about Chuck. You have very good, strong signal today. Full, strong quieting and good audio in there. Very, very nice signal tonight. Reed, A1RV, how are you doing this week? Over.
Good evening to everyone on the net. Doing well. I participated in the AQP from the cabin in Fort Valley in Shenandoah County, and the weather was so good I couldn't stay in my chair the whole time. I had to get up and walk around a lot outdoors, and so that's my excuse for not having a phenomenal score in the contest. But I did have a good time overall, and let's see, what else? My buddy Hex antenna bent over and snapped when the wind gusted on Sunday morning. So I've got some repairs to look forward to for that. And let's see, While I was sequestered in Fort Valley, my XYL came down with COVID, just a mild case, fortunately, like sniffles and a fever. But since I was at the VAQP, I was safe from infection. So anyway. Let's see, what else? I've been working on a QRP antenna, the QRP guys 403020, with a built-in tuner, and that's fun, winding toroids. And Chuck, your the appliance doesn't have ESP. The IRS, though, however, has chipped all major home appliances so that they can find such events like that. So with that, I'll put it back to the net, AA1RB.
Very good, Reed, AA1RB, K3FR. Glad you had a good time this weekend, and shame for your wife coming down with it. But, we can make sure we she understands our condolences to her and wishes for recovery. Gil, how'd you do? K3FR. Over.
K3FR. KM4OZH. Oh, good evening, everybody. And Ron. And, I had a goal for VAQP. I had a goal. I may have told some people that I thought that I...
Great deal, KM4OCH, K3FR. Yes, the master of the Swiss Army knife. That's why I crown you. And it looks like you probably are going to make your 80,000 points there. Very...
KQ4MBU, this is Jeff in Haymarket. I accidentally hit my power button. Am I still on?
This is K4SOO. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, thanks, Ron Kemp and Haymarket, KQ4MBU. Real good weekend, both Saturday and Sunday mobile. Day number one with Jeremiah, and we both learned a lot, made a few mistakes, but made more successes. And it's got me motivated to try. Just a special shout-out to Andy and John for answering all my weekend emails on the QSO and M1MM. And that is all I have. KQ4MBU, back to you, Ron.
This is K4SOO. Not sure what happened to K3FR, but and I'm not sure if anybody else can hear me. If an alternate could go ahead and come on and take over the rest of the net, if K3FR doesn't make it, that would be appreciated. Over. K4SOO testing. I think we've lost the net. Over.
Negative. This is K3FR. Looks like a button got pushed in the wrong direction here today. Are you hearing me, over?
This is K4SOO. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, somehow I must push the button or move the tuning dial or something and turn it off the tone. That's what happens with the radio here. Okay, W4EO, do you have any comments for the net? This is K3FR for the Farinet. Over.
K3FR and the net, good evening. Good to hear everybody on this evening. Thanks for running the net. And sorry that I missed the VAQP this year. I had too much going on. But sorely missed to hear everybody on the air, and definitely is always a highlight of the radio contest and calendar for me. Just wasn't able to pull it off this year. So congrats to everybody that did well and got on the air. And all the lessons learned along with that. Right back over to that. Good evening from W4U.
Okay, very good, Jason. Good to hear from you. And by the way, I have had, I've been using a different microphone tonight and had tried some adjustments with it. I would appreciate somebody who's got a good signal here. Let me ask James, since he's been listening there, and then I'll also check with Rich to see. I would like just a quick quality check on my microphone, K3FR, to K4SOO.
K3FR, this is K4SOO. You are 5x9. I repeat, 5x9. Very clear. Over.
Okay, very good. Particularly also the tone range, too. Rich, could you give me a quick comment on my audio here, K1HTV, K3FR?
FR, K1HTV just arrived home. Audio sound good just as I listened to you doing the net. And a comment, I would suggest that when you hear stations so poorly deviated that you could barely hear them, that you tell them so. I'd almost want to see a WebEx during a club meeting with a VU meter on it, where fully deviated, the meter is wiggling up to 100%, and when people look at that, they can tell that they're under deviating. They'll have to either speak up, some way of telling them, you know, they can view how poorly their audio is, how low their audio is, because there's some that are very poorly deviated. A couple comments on that for those, just if I could extend my time here. For those who are using handy talkies, actually most radios, you'll see they may have a position that says wide or narrow, so especially the Bofang. Make sure that you can find that channel that says wide or narrow, and you set it to wide. That'll increase the deviation significantly. And, of course, close talk the mic. You don't want to talk away, you know, 6 inches from the mic on those handy talkies. They're not meant for distant speaking, so... Anyway, just my 2 cents worth on poorly deviated signals. So please comment, net controllers, when you hear a station so that person knows that they have low audio. Let me get off my stool here and pass it back to net control. K3FR, K1HTV.
Correct, K1HTV, K3FR, and yes, in the FM mode, the strength of your signal, at least the intelligibility, is directly proportional to how much deviation that you're running. That's why we end up having the capture effect of receivers, where one station is just slightly louder than the other one, will actually capture the receiver, and often you will not even notice that there's a conflict going on between two or more stations if you've got adequate deviation on the louder station. Oh, anyway, are there any other stations to check into the Wednesday night FARA General Service Net, or are there any other comments? This is K3FR.
W8BT.
Okay, nothing else heard. Good evening, Travis. Good to have you on board here. What have you got for us this today? I did hear you on 40. Didn't make any contact. Did hear you making some contacts there. W8BT, K3FR.
Only working CW. They both had over 100,000 points. And I don't know. It might actually do that next year if I can... But I've got to motivate myself to actually learn CW so I can run a frequency with it as well. Can't do that with a decoder because it's got to be dead on the pitch of the other station. So, anyway,
And Ron, I wanted to mention, as far as your audio goes, I thought you and Rich were both a little bit harsh on the audio, but not to the point where you were cutting out or anything, just seems a little harsher. I didn't quite get a good copy of the repeater, CW and ID, but I don't know. And I think in the very first part of the net, I actually heard a 60 hertz hum on your signal, but I don't hear it now. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the mic you're using is, but I thought most.
Right, good, Travis. WATK3FR. By the way, I just dropped my treble a little bit on the transmit here. And I'm using a boom headset, a Heel Boom headset, one of the low-end ones, but I thought they were fairly decent. Anyway, if that's it, then we'll call that for the end of the net here. But there being no further check-ins, and that recognizes... Okay, yeah, there being no further check-ins, we'll wrap up the net then with some final FARA-specific announcements, which we've already been through. I want to thank all stations who participated this evening. This concludes our FARA net. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net or for the FARA Amateur Radio Association or becoming a club member, please send an email to FARANET, that's FARANET, at W4VA.org. And we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Everyone's welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of this net. Please stand by for tones.
W8BT, K1HTV.
Hey, Rich, W8BT.
Sorry for the heavy audio. I'm using Andy. I borrowed a radio, a QYT, from Andy, and it has excessive gain on the mic, and I've got a really, unlike the other mics where I'm like an inch or so talking across the mic, I have to put this mic to maybe about 6 inches to a foot away from me, so the deviation is not as hot. It doesn't sound so distorted sounding. Anyway, is this a better level than before? Over.
Yeah, I would say that sounds perfect, and I would say Ron's sounded much better after he dropped the treble, but he almost seemed like he was lacking a little bit of bass there as well, so I don't know. I was hoping that the repeater would voice ID there just so I could get a baseline.
I found driving mobile, having that extra treble really helps. And with a road noise, low frequency rumble. And that's where the bass of your signals don't get through as well. So I think I found it quite a good audio for at least for communications. Now it may not be best for hi-fi, super high fidelity, like you hear on 80 meters with these guys that are running wide band, single sideband, 8 kilohertz wide and sounding like a broadcast station. Anyway, so I'd run the quick check here. Any luck, any word on the K4GVH radio? He's been asking me.
K3FR.
Go ahead real quick, Ron.
Okay, I did up the bass one notch here. I've still got a little bit more latitude both ways, and I haven't have not adjusted the mic gain. I did, though, for the whole week before I even started in it, ran it down to down a bit, too. So we'll just have to see how it goes here and there. I was on the contest Saturday and ran into was a W4 KGE, and he was having trouble receiving me, so we worked, spent about 10 minutes or so playing around with my connections, and got a good sideband signal out to him, so I was just trying to repeat that on FM. Go ahead, Travis, WABTK3FR.
Okay, Ron. So
this radio, this little tinny speaker on this radio sounds very good.
Okay, Rich, and by the way, I do have the covers off of Robert's radio now. I've examined, I believe, most of all the electrolytic capacitors in there. The 690 is definitely more tightly packed, but I've looked at all the capacitors, and actually I dropped the front cover as well. I saw that, I guess, Mark was in there on May of 2023. That's what the date, he put a tag on the battery there. So he was in there then, and yeah, I don't see any bulged or leaking capacitors or anything. There are a lot of, mostly inductors, but there are a few variable resistors in there. And I'm gonna dig through the my initial glance at the schematics. I didn't see anything that would adjust the ALC or compression level, but I actually do see a test spot on the board that says ALC, and I gotta dig into the schematics more in adjustments, but I think that's where I should start testing. And see what I read there, see what it's supposed to read, and see what I do read. But I'm slowly making some progress on it, and work has still been pretty busy. So that's where I'm at, K1HTV, WABT.
WABT, K1HTV. Well, the fact that there's a test point marked ALC means there's probably a control which will be able to allow you to adjust it. So hopefully you can find it. And yeah, Robert understands. I know he misses his radio in Reba, but he understands it's going to take easier.
Yeah, you're welcome, Rich. And I do long for the days of good old 6 kilohertz wide FM, or I'm sorry, AM, not 6 to 9 kilohertz wide AM, full plate modulation. Very good. And oh no, maybe one of these days, maybe. This is K3FR.
All right, 7-3 guys,
WABT,
I'll be clear.
W4EO, you still listening, Jason, from K1RA?
K1RA, W4EO at the gas pump, just pulling into the sheets here, if you can fuel. Can I check back in like 4 minutes?
Yeah, sure, I'll be listening. Give me a call, K1RA.
Must be on Bluetooth.
What was that again, Travis? You sound like you had a dirty microphone.
I said he must be on Bluetooth unless he literally just pulled in, hasn't gotten out of the car. But I think he's on All-Star.
No, he had commented to me in email or chat the other night that both All-Star and EchoLink were down. And I had to log into the RPi and do a reset, which brought it back up. So, yeah, I figured he was, he's been trying to get in.
Okay, yeah, it didn't sound like he was coming in via RF, but... Good evening.
As big as past years, 3 hour late start didn't help. We were down a transmitter and a BIC operator. We did okay. Conditions were good. Once we got rolling, things worked through the end of the contest. So no real complaints. A couple lessons learned and, given that we hadn't done the multi in a couple of years, it was, to be expected that we weren't going to be on our best game.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, I didn't, I guess it's not Mount Weather, but didn't hear that much on VHF other than the occasional 220 contact. But I was curious, I saw the, John got his Cabrillo analyzer up. Who was N3DF or something. I didn't look the call sign up, but who was the other operator there? I don't recognize that call sign.
He was actually our savior for the weekend. So if you read my group's IO post about what happened at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, that Terry was still trying to get the station together, and before he went to sleep and smoked one of his homebrew solid state amp. That was Brian, ND3F. He lives about a mile down the road. Actually has a summer house about a mile down the road from Terry. And has it set up for a remote station. And he had a Hard Rock 500 that he takes with him on travel. And when he goes and does some de-expeditions. So fortunately, he was able to bring it down. And actually, his K3, which he was more tightly integrated with, and we ran... started out as the CW station, but throughout the weekend eventually became a second sideband station and a CW station. He's an old-time friend of Terry's and part of the Grid Pirates group that my dad and I and Terry and some of the other guys were part of back 10, 20 years ago.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was just curious. And, I'm not seeing.
November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected.
Have a good night, K1RA.
K1RA, W4EO Mobile, All-Star. Good evening. How's it going?
Good. Good to hear you on. Thanks for the thumbs up on the link being down last night. Did figure out the issue. I think I heard you calling Perry earlier today as well, so I know it's working. Missed you at VAQP this past weekend, but probably just as well that you didn't show. We had a fair amount of issues getting started. Not doing multi for the last couple of years. We definitely were not as prepared as we could have been or should have been, but anyway, conditions were good once we got going, and things worked after the 2 or 3 hour mishap and delays. Set us back. Didn't get that big JA opening though on 10 meters like I was hoping. Did work a bunch of Alaska stations along with Justin on Sunday afternoon. He and I were both on 10 working some sideband. But anyway, not sure if he's shared a photo album link with you pictures. If not, I'll text you the link.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, per SOP, right, per use, a little bit of delay to the contest due to technical issues. I think that's the norm for the crew, man. But yeah, really sorry I missed it, man. I just I couldn't squeeze it. I had too many things, too many irons in the fire, man. As I said earlier on the net, you know, VAQP is always the highlight on the contesting calendar. It's always a good time, and you hear all the catch up with all the folks in the club, and et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I guess I logged in a couple times to the web SDR, and I heard K1RZ. I thought the front end was going to be completely wiped out due to Justin's proximity, but that wasn't the case, man. I didn't run into him. The few times that I checked in, there was no issue. So bounced around 40, 80. I think I jumped up to 20 to listen around. And the only voice that I really recognized was Dave, K1RZ. So it was good to at least log in and hear some friendly voices. But yeah, man, I'm... just couldn't swing it. Too many other things going on, man. Just wasn't in the right headspace to make it happen. So, and it was probably worthwhile. So it was the right choice in hindsight. But always sad to miss it. Yeah, good deal on the Echo Link and the All Star node. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was doing something. I didn't know if things changed or whatever. So I was just checking in real quick. But yeah, I've been trying to foster the flames or what's the correct verbiage here? I'm trying to keep the flames going with Perry and Ham Radio, 84DB. He's all in, man, so I'm just trying to stoke the flames. And he said he made about 80 contacts in the contest, all handwritten logs. I'm super stoked for him as he's, you know, he was in heavy duty a couple decades ago. But he's just kind of getting back into it, so we're trying to keep it going. So I'm glad to be able to work him remotely from the phone and catch him on the ride homes and such. So there you have it. K1RA, W4EO.
Hey, yeah, I've talked to Perry maybe once or twice here on the repeater. I hear him on, checking in the afternoons on the ride home, it seems, talking to some of the guys. Pretty sure we got him in the log once or twice. Terry basically was the sideband op on 20 meters for a good portion of the contest, and 40 meters sitting at his console station that you recall from a couple of years back. I did a little bit of CW with Brian ND3F, and did some sideband on 40 and 15 and 10. We had two tribanders up, one on the roof, one on the rover, a couple of NFED wires. So those were the two HF stations. And a VUHF station where Mike into NAR and myself tag teamed and work folks. I think Travis was commenting he didn't hear us too much on VHF, and yeah, it's no mount weather being behind Skyline Drive and Mount Weather and Bull Run, all those guys in the valley, the easterly valleys were really hard to pick up. It was okay down to the south, down past Harrisonburg, and of course everybody on Skyline Drive. But we did put up some beams this year for VHF and UHF, and that helped. But I think we agree we need more power. We were hearing better than the mobiles were hearing us. Of course, it's a pretty quiet location. I figure each of these mobiles down in the cities in northern Virginia are in the noise, so we need a good couple hundred watts plus to break squelch and get over their RFI thresholds to be heard. So, yeah, already planning for next year. You know, Terry, he's sending me, like, a bunch of emails. What do you think about this? Are we going to, toggle between VAQP and VHF contests from up there? So, hopefully one of these days you can join us for a contest or an antenna party or a gathering when you're in town and have some free time. But, I understand the situation, yeah. Life first, radio second, as it always ends. And you I'll send you my recap email that I sent to Groups IO to Farah and share the picture album that got a couple of shots of inside and out. Place is totally a mess. needs a lot of work. But now that Terry's living up there, it's easier to start dedicating time and focusing on getting everything where it should be. So more to follow. I guess you should be about ready to park, so I won't hold it, but you'll catch up one of these evenings when you're in town or here on the radio. W4EO, K1RA.
Okay, good deal and all, Andy. Yeah, please do share that link and any follow-up or after-action review, emails, or roundups, whatever. Yeah, please welcome that material. Good to stay looped in, lashed up with the crew, see what's going on, what worked, what didn't work. I had a couple questions there. I was wondering, the VHF, but you said you put up some beams. I'm guessing you had rotators, or you just had them kind of static, kind of up towards the east, I guess. I didn't know if you had rotators up there on the VHF beams. Good.
If you may have remembered last time you were up there, there were four quad pods along the roof line, front, middle, and back. The front one still has the 432 EME array. The middle one that had 220 H-frame, we stripped and put a took the elevation rotor out, just left the horizontal. I mean, left the azimuth rotor, and put up a cross arm above the quad pod